This is Krista M. Gelter. Today I'm going to share with you my article, Methyl Donors, Natural Alternatives for Removing Heavy Metals and Toxicity. Heavy metals have always been a part of nature and are necessary for the Earth's balance. Every form of life has evolved survival mechanisms to keep them in check, to sustain life as long as possible. Over the last 100 years, humans have created mass redistribution of heavy metals. For example, lead used in fuel, paint, lipstick, tattoo ink, mercury in paint, herbicides, insecticides, pharmaceuticals, skin lighteners, medical devices, light bulbs, or in older times when mercury was used as a diuretic given to patients by doctors, or when hat makers used mercury to sustain the shape of their felt hats. The Mad Hatter was mad because of his professional exposures. This has all given birth to unnatural levels of exposures and toxicity that your body is not prepared to handle. You may despise the symptoms your body has created to indicate unhealthy exposures, but they may be a convincing catalyst to make healthier lifestyle choices, which provide for greater body comfort. A lot of people have no warning signs or symptoms, but are devastated years later with a diagnosis of a degenerative or life-ending disease state. The goal in health recovery and removing heavy metals and toxicity is to heal without doing further damage and minimizing setbacks. The slower the detox process, healing must not be a race to get your life back, the milder the setbacks and regressions. Herxheimer reactions, also known as healing crises, are indeed an indication, but not necessarily a good one. A healing crisis is what happens when your body has hit its max work capacity and explodes because its to-do list is way too long and it simply cannot keep up. It's your body's last-ditch attempt to tell you, "What are you doing to me?" When it happens, it is time to take a break, slow down, be kinder and gentler to your body. It also may be your body's scream, "You are going in the wrong direction." A natural way to remove heavy metals and certain types of toxicity is by activating your body's methylation cycle by increasing your intake of methyl donors. Methyl donors are sulfur-based elements that include methionine, cysteine, glutathione, taurine, glycine, MSM, alpha-lipoic acid, methyl forms of supplements, and certain foods, herbs, and supplements. Sulfur is an acid-forming mineral that is part of the chemical structure of the amino acids methionine, cysteine, taurine, and glutathione. Sulfur disinfects the blood, helps the body to resist bacteria, and protects the protoplasm of cells. It aids in necessary oxidation reactions in the body, stimulates bile secretion, and protects against toxic substances. Because of its ability to protect against the harmful effects of radiation and pollutants, sulfur slows down the aging process. It is found in hemoglobin and in all the body tissues and is needed for the synthesis of collagen, a principal protein that gives skin its structural integrity. Prescription to Nutritional Healing A to Z Guide to Supplements on page 71. Sulfur is involved in the formation of bile acids, important for fat digestion and absorption, is a constituent of bones and teeth, activates certain enzymes, and helps regular blood clotting. Sulfur helps in the conversion of proteins, carbohydrates, and fats to energy because it is a component of vitamin B1, biotin, and pantothenic acid. Helps regulate blood sugar by being a constituent of the hormone insulin, and is a component of collagen, a protein in the connective tissue that holds cells together. The Essential Guide to Vitamins and Minerals by Somer. Methyl donors are typically taken on a daily basis, work in harmony with the body, jumpstart the healing process, and keep detoxification pathways open and mobilized in natural ways. Each sulfur or methyl donor is different and affects each person differently. There may only be one that works for your body. Just because something is natural does not imply it will have a positive effect. In fact, natural elements in certain environments can cause a negative reaction, usually only a temporary one until it is removed. Methyl donors are convenient and inexpensive, especially compared to the cost and inconvenience of disease treatment. and disease treatment is often chosen by doctors, big pharmaceuticals, and insurance companies rather than offering you the treatment that best suits your body and health recovery. The more you do for your body, the more energy and resources it has to do what you can't. In the phenomenal but quite complex book, Pathways to Recovery by Dr. Amy Yasko, she shares the essential role and influence of methylation for proper body function. Proper methylation is the starting point for every chain reaction in the body for every body function, including its role in turning genes and enzymes on and off, regulates dopamine levels, creates more effective nerve transmission, and is important for neural transmitter activity, stabilizes the methyl cycle for medical chelation, low body methylation is related to high inflammation, and productively high methylation function is related to low inflammation. Methyl groups determine how the immune system responds to viruses, bacteria, parasites, and fungus. Silences viruses. A virus may build up and or bind to and store metals. Good methylation is a primary key for decreasing viral and bacterial loads. Deactivates allergies. Allergies increase histamine, which causes inflammation. Necessary for myelination, nerve pruning, and remyelination. Manufactures T cells. Too many B cells can result in autoimmune disorders. Methylation is necessary for removing heavy metals, but heavy metal toxicity interferes with the methylation cycle. Mitochondria, the energy storehouse of each cell, depend on proper methylation. Symptoms related to impaired mitochondria include chronic fatigue syndrome, low muscle tone, and body weakness. CoQ10 and carnitine supplementation may be beneficial for insufficient mitochondrial function. Supports fluid phospholipid cell membranes for effective nutrient entry and waste excretion, which improves immune signals and protects nerves. I don't have an opinion about which methyl donors are best. The best methyl donor is the one your body responds to favorably and encourages health recovery. Sometimes a sulfur methyl donor may take several months to bear fruit, but at its onset, it should not cause your body distress. If it does, then you are moving in the wrong direction, need to reduce the dose, take a break for a few days, or include adjunct therapies to give your body extra support it needs. See my article, 36 Simple Approaches to Support Your Body During Health Recovery, Chelation, and Detoxification, for more information. Your body knows not only what it needs to move towards healing, but it knows the proper order for it to happen. Allow yourself to gravitate with your hunches towards the sulfur or methyl donor that feels right or piques your curiosity, or use your body's symptoms to help you make a decision. Your choice does not need to make logical sense, nor does it need to please an expert. It needs to mobilize your healing. About a year ago, while I was giving a lecture, someone shared their friend's breathing difficulties caused by ALS, stabilized and reversed once they started taking nacitylcysteine, NAC. I loved what she told me. The only thing NAC did for me was make my hair thick, healthy, and abundant. After a year or more of taking NAC, urinary tests revealed it did nothing to change my body's urinary excretion of heavy metals. It may have increased stool excretion of heavy metals, but I didn't have that tested. Or maybe it only prepared my body for medical chelation. I stopped taking it to investigate more appropriate options. To my great regret and horror, I had bought into the expert knowledge that oral glutathione was useless. I should have tried some and let my body tell me what it thought of glutathione, instead of assuming others knew more about my body than my body did. Some 7 years into the process, when liposomal glutathione hit the market, I decided to try it. You know what? Oral glutathione was a big, important key to my health recovery. What's more, my body got the same results regardless of whether it was a capsule or liquid liposomal. It is possible that my recovery could have been shorter if I had tried it right away. I share this not because I think glutathione is your answer, but to share that I naively listen to people rather than allowing my body the opportunity to give its opinion to me. I started with small doses 2 times a day on an empty stomach. I progressively increased the dose over 8 to 12 months, and then at a certain level my body kept saying no, too much caused my stomach great upset. I am still at that optimal level today. My body needs enough to make a difference, but not too much that it becomes a burden. Glutathione is crucial for my body and will not be good for others. Even though I take glutathione, my body still requires medical chelation treatments. Health recovery requires a person think for themselves, pay attention, question, play devil's advocate, and let their body responses guide their decision making. Your body is different from everyone else's. Pay attention to how your symptoms respond and how your weak and strong systems are functioning. Welcome new ideas and information from others, but allow your body to guide you. The people in your life may notice subtle changes, changes you haven't noticed. Invite and welcome and thank them for their feedback, even and especially when it may be delivered with less than great diplomacy, such as the offhanded comment, "You haven't been moody lately." A small comment may be priceless. Focus on the informational content, and I will hope your loved ones do not use such comments as a form of manipulation or control. Very tiny signs may be the only way your body can tell you, yes, that is something I need. Keep taking it. It is often the people in your life that see you more objectively than you yourself do. A sign of improvement may only be walking 15 minutes longer than usual, better urinary flow, being less emotionally reactive, or having more peaceful mental ramblings. If your body did it once, it can do it again, do it longer, or produce the desired result consistently in the future. The downside of excessive methyl donors or excessive methylation. The same condition can be caused by two extremes of a same dynamic. For example, heartburn is the result of too much stomach acid or too little stomach acid. Methionine is known to relieve and reverse depression, schizophrenia, and psychosis, but it may actually cause it in someone who doesn't have these conditions. Natural substances are not dangerous, but you need to pay attention to how your body responds to make sure you are taking the most personally appropriate option. I often hear, "I am sensitive to sulfurs, methyl donors." And I always wonder, how is your body responding? What is the symptom of sensitivity? Gas and bloating? Or do you have decreased kidney function, too much cortisol release, fragile red blood cells, such as broken capillaries or excessive bruising and bleeding, or impaired sugar regulation, which are all signs of excess sulfurs in the body that are not oxidizing nor available for proper body use. Sensitivities and intolerance to sulfa drugs and sulfites are not to be confused with sulfur sensitivity. For more information about sulfites, sulfa, sulfur, and sulfates, please read the article that I have the link for online. Is the sulfur sensitivity indicating a bigger problem that needs support? Do you have problems with all sulfurs and methyl donors, ingested and dermal, or just certain ones? Use sulfur and methyl donors that produce desirable responses. Avoid those that cause problems. How does your body respond to Epsom salts baths? Epsom salt is magnesium and sulfate, a body-ready form of sulfur. Epsom salts baths allow magnesium and sulfate to enter the body via the skin to enter the bloodstream, which bypasses the digestive tract entirely. Considerations worth considering. Your body functions vary at different times of the day. It may respond better to one big dose in the morning. Maybe the best response is by taking a single dose before bedtime. How about smaller, regular doses throughout the day? Your body needs enough to make a difference, but not so much that it becomes an additional burden for your body to manage. Your body and conditions may need only a fraction of the normal intake, but it may need three times more than the majority. There is an unspoken idea in America that more is better, or that taking more somehow means you are a stronger person with greater capacity. More is not better. More expensive products do not mean higher quality. High price may only mean lower production quantities, expensive advertising, packaging, and labeling, greedier manufacturers, or more middlemen making their cut. A same exact ingredient may vary considerably depending on company, manufacturing processes, excipients, and its form, powder, pure, capsule, tablet, or liquid. Try each methyl donor in isolation. Allow your body to respond so you get a baseline understanding of how your body is responding to it before combining it with other elements. What is right for one person may be disastrous for another, even if they have the same conditions. As health recovery progresses and toxicity decreases, your body will shift. The solutions at one stage of your healing may not be appropriate at another stage. You may need to change course, strategy, and path to continue your forward healing progress. Reevaluate regularly. Take breaks to see how your body responds. Continue on, or you may need to start testing options again. Options from the past that were not producing results may now be your miracle. Your body will tell you. Don't underestimate how the slightest change influences the whole process. For your body, a carrot in all its forms is a different element that will be a setup for a different process. I'm only using a carrot as an example. Carrot juice is not a raw carrot, is not a cooked carrot. Organic is not the same as non-organic, and how you cook it or what you cook it in will also make a difference. This goes for everything else too. Optimal gut health is essential for health recovery. Do what is necessary to ensure optimal digestion and intestinal health. Avoid intolerances. Eat foods your body tells you are helpful in healing. Make sure you have complete and regular stool elimination, better diet, fiber supplements, intestinal flushes once a week, retention enemas, or colon hydrotherapy. Support both your weak and strong body systems. Your strong systems must work overtime to compensate for the weaker systems and need as much support as the dysfunctional ones. Unsupported strong systems may become stronger, or they may be the next system to fail. Below is the list of sulfur methyl donor options, along with some very basic information. I opted not to share my own experiences because I don't want my experiences to cloud or influence your decisions. Amino acid methyl donors that are proteins, include glutathione, cysteine, or NAC, methionine, which includes L-methionine or SAMe, taurine, and glycine, should be taken on an empty stomach or with non-protein-containing foods, such as fruit or vegetables. Taking amino acid methyl donors with protein, meat, poultry, fish, eggs, dairy, protein powders, beans, or grains, may alter and or negate the benefits from possible protein reallocation and competition. A lot of individuals give strict instructions that methyl donors must be taken on an empty stomach only. I don't agree. A light digestive process has the body in a different state of body function, digestive juices, chemistry, and hormones. And that slightly altered state may be exactly what your body needs and prefers for best outcomes. Your goal is health recovery. One-size-fits-all approaches are easy and simple. Unfortunately, they entirely discredit the uniqueness of each person's body and its individual needs for healing to happen. When the body is having problems is when it requires the most help and has the most to say. Use its guidance to carve yourself a path for healing. For this part of the article, I have chosen not to include all the lists and the more detailed information of each of the methyl donors and sulfurs, simply because it's a lot of lists and it doesn't lend to recordings very well. But please know that in the article, you will find more detailed information about methionine, SAMe, L-methionine, glutathione, cysteine or nacetylcysteine, taurine, glycine, and other types of sulfurs and methyl donors such as MSM, alpha-lipoic acid. I include vitamin C even though it is not a sulfur nor a methyl donor. And information about sulfur and methyl supplements and a relatively new probiotic supplement that is on the market. So please look at the article for that information as it doesn't record very well. The other things you want to consider are foods, herbs, and other sources of methyl donors and sulfurs. Cabbage, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower, asparagus, onions, garlic, dry beans, turnips, kale, eggs, contain natural food sources of sulfurs. Though the quantity is less, it is in a natural, earth-created form, which may actually create great benefits for your body. Eat the ones that help your body function better and avoid those that cause upset. Coffee has many methyl groups, helps some people focus, and has a powerful ability for releasing metals into the bloodstream. It is known to mobilize lead from the tissues and bone. Used wisely, deliberately, and consciously, coffee, which must be organic, can be a powerful ally for detoxification. What about drinking coffee only on days you are using medical chelators? Maybe avoiding coffee altogether is crucial. Pay attention not only to body function, but emotional and mental states when you drink coffee and the days that follow. 3 or more cups of coffee is the approximate quantity at which heavy metals show up in the milk from breastfeeding moms. If I were breastfeeding, I would pay extremely close attention to my baby's body function, emotional states, development, and their ability to sleep and adjust accordingly. Horsetail and milk thistle contain methyl donors. Milk thistle has the additional benefit of repairing liver damage, cirrhosis, or alcohol-created damage. Sounds great, but as I say, something is a miracle for one person, it can be disastrous for another. A friend of mine suffered macular degeneration as a result of taking milk thistle. Cinnamon has a methyl component and activates insulin cell receptors. Ritalin has a lot of methyl donors. Is that why Ritalin helps with ADD? Or would it be better to find out if the root cause of the ADD is heavy metal toxicity? Be curious, give your body options, play around with those that are producing desirable results, such as trying another variation of the same, a different brand, change the dose, frequency, or timing. Be willing to move things around, make adjustments. A simple shift can make a big difference for your body and healing. With as much research and study as I have done over the years, at some point I came to understand that it really didn't matter what intellectual information I knew. What mattered was how the body was responding. Was it working better? Were emotions more balanced? Were thoughts and mental ramblings more peaceful? And did anything change in the nighttime dream experiences or the dream storylines? Another thing I came to understand is that I don't have to know why my body is responding as it is. I just have to honor it. My healing and health recovery changed when I came to respect and trust my body while agreeing to be its Sherpa, if for no other reason than because my body worked and gave me way more than I ever would do for it. You live in your body 24/7 and are its expert and need to be its advocate. Pay attention to what your unique body is sharing. Leave no stone unturned. You will never be able to exhaust your options for solutions. If you want to give up, then go for it. But don't ever say that you tried everything, because that is impossible. I hope you enjoyed this information, and for a big bulk part of the information, you're just going to have to look at the article. And I hope you come back soon and look at some of my other stuff, because it all is important for getting back to the life that you really want to live.